Join the Cobbler Ag News Network inside the barn and on the Farmcast Radio as Cobbler Wheat Seed and Trait Specialist Tyler Benninghoven. And first off, Tyler, I know some of our listeners have heard our interviews before, but for those that don't know you, give us a little background about yourself and what led you to Cobbler Wheat.
Yeah, so just to recap, I grew up in Northern Colorado and went to CSU, got a degree in soil and crop science, and always grew up kind of around agriculture with a passion to work in agriculture with farmers. Got married out of college and moved to Montana, and I worked in the ag retail business up in Montana for about 7 years, working with sugar beet farmers and wheat farmers and anything you could think of about they grew it. So really got a diverse exposure to crop production up in Montana, and long story short, a couple things drew me and my family back to Colorado and landed at Colorado Wheat. Working with Plains Gold, managing the Plains Gold brand, and I've just really enjoyed my time here. And we've got a great group in this office here, and a great group of seed producers, and I've had a blast doing it. So,
tell our listeners more about Cobbler Wheat and what its purpose and mission is, and then give us an idea what the relationship is with Plains Gold.
So, with Colorado Wheat, there's an assessment within the state for bushels sold of wheat, and we manage that assessment going back to research, investing in CSU's wheat breeding program. Along with that goes the Plains Gold brand and the royalties collected from varieties sold throughout the state and then beyond our state into places like the Panhandle of Nebraska and western Kansas and even up into Montana in some cases. So that Plains Gold side, my title is seed and trait specialist. Essentially what I'm doing there is, providing the seed producer and the farmer a more in-depth understanding about the genetics that are released from Colorado State through the CWRF Foundation, so providing technical knowledge, support, we have quite a few new traits, hitting the market. So making sure that farmers are using these tools properly. And then on top of the wheat, varieties and technical background, I provide agronomic support. Like I said, I spent 7 years in ag retail working with, crop protection and fertility and, general crop management, farm management, that type of thing. So trying to bring a kind of a holistic approach to the wheat industry and the wheat farmer. So I don't know if that answers your question, but
you bet.
That's kind of what I see it.
The 2019 Colorado winter wheat harvest has wrapped up, although later than past years by several weeks. But Tyler, recap the 2019 winter wheat harvest for our listeners.
Yeah, I think this year was exceptional for Colorado yield. We had a long grain fill period, relatively gentle spring. We had a few late frosts, snow event in May, that damaged some of the early maturing varieties. But overall, I think the consensus with yield was, probably some of the best yield that some farmers have seen. I know south of I-70 in a lot of areas, they've had field averages that they've never seen before. In that 80 to 100 bushel range, even higher in some cases. So I think overall, agronomically, the farmer is thrilled at what they're getting on the farm. If the market matched that, they would be super happy. But overall, I think yields have just been great across the state, into western Kansas and other areas that we market grain.
I know there were some acres that were affected by hail and severe wind and possibly even some tornadoes and that type of thing. But how about spring wheat in Colorado? Is there a lot of that in the state or is not very prevalent?
Very little. Spring wheat production needs, relatively cool grain fill period. And being a spring grain, we just get hot too early in Colorado in most years. At this year, I imagine there was some farmers that had spring wheat that maybe had some successes. But, you know, it is a challenge to produce quality spring wheat in this climate. For one, we typically take a yield hit with that early heat in June, and also test weight. You know, we suffer lower test weights, and it's a tough crop to produce. Even some of these really early maturing spring wheats, we're really challenged to have a consistent spring wheat crop in Colorado. So there are farmers doing it, trying it. I know of a handful in the Front Range here, some irrigated spring wheat, but all in all, I think it's a small percentage.
Tyler Benninghoven, Colorado Wheat Seed and Trait Specialist, is my guest here inside the barn. And Tyler, Plains Gold just marketed two new wheat varieties for 2019 that are designed to defend against common and emerging pests of wheat. What are those two new Plains Gold varieties?
Well, two new varieties. The first is called Fortify SF. That SF stands for soft lye. You'll continue to see that in releases, I think, from Plains Gold. And that wheat stem soft lye has been a significant pest. Noticeably in the last 10 years, it's been a pest in Colorado for quite some time, stemming back into the late 1800s. But, you know, in recent decades, we're seeing it infest our wheat fields more and more. And this year was probably one of the worst years that we've seen. So one of the tools, not the tool, but one of the tools to combat that is to increase the solidness of your wheat or the wheat stem. And so Scott Haley with the CSU Wheat Breeding Program has brought some traits in from solid stem wheat and caressed them with a bird background to increase that solidness in the stem, so that when that wheat stem soft lye lays her eggs and the larva feed on that stem, on the inside of that stem, they have more material to work through. And what that does is it slows them down, and it also increases mortality in some cases, so that farmers can actually harvest their wheat and it's not laying flat on the ground.
Before you move on, Tyler, go through the parentage one more time about Fortify SF.
Yeah, so it's a bear paw bird cross. Bear paw is a Montana solid stem, and you all know bird. Again, crossing the yield potential, the drought tolerance of bird with a solid stem from Montana. And the reason we're doing that, one of the reasons is when we bring those solid stems from Montana, you know, and the reason we're bringing genetics from Montana, they've been fighting the soft lye for quite some time and have developed solid stem wheats that work up there. But when we bring them down to the Colorado environment, typically, we're seeing a pretty significant yield loss, you know, 20, 30, 40% yield loss. Those genetics, those varieties just are not suited for our climate, for our environment down here. So
I didn't mean to interrupt you there. I just want to make sure we went through the parentage real quick again. And then it's only going to be marketed as a certified seed only, right?
Correct. Yeah. Okay. So farmers will not be able to save their own seed. And part of the reason we want to do that, when we introduce these traits into the market, and specifically like a soft lye trait, we need to maintain the purity of those varieties. And you can imagine after multiple years of saving seed, those feedlots can become less pure. And we don't want to get in the situation where we have inadequate control or inadequate defense against that wheat stem soft lye from the variety that we bred. So Maintaining the purity of that variety is very important.
And the same can be said about the second variety too, right? Which is?
Correct. Yeah, the name of that variety is Guardian. And that variety, again, carries two traits for wheat streak mosaic resistance, one being the wheat curl mite resistance gene, you know, seen in varieties like Bird, and Lang, and quite a few of our conventional hard red varieties carry that wheat curl mite gene. But also, Scott Haley has bred in the WSM2 gene, which actually resists the virus, the wheat streak mosaic virus itself. So, you know, there's two levels of defense within this variety built in. And again, requiring certified seed only. and you know, requiring that you do not save your seed, ensures that the purity of that seed, when you come to purchase, you know, fresh seed, fresh certified seed every year, you can be confident that those two genes are in that wheat variety.
Tyler, what's the parentage on Guardian? And also, talk about the trait characteristics of both Guardian and Fortify SF, like grain protein content, test weight, milling and baking characteristics, and so on.
Guardian, I'll start with Guardian. Going back to its pedigree, it's Antero Snowmass bird. So again, it's a bird background. You know, exact percentages of Antero and Snowmass, I don't know. Probably a quarter Snowmass, quarter Antero, and a half bird. You know, I don't know if that tells you much. But overall, you know, on top of the wheat streak resistance, Guardian has exceptional test weight and protein. You know, on a ranking, if you were to rank it, give it a number, on a 1 to 9 scale, the protein that Scott has given it is a 1, which is exceptional. If you think back to Brawl, you know, Brawl is another variety that has exceptional protein deviation or tendency to maintain its protein. And then test weight, he ranks it as a 2. So, you know, very high quality wheat. On top of that, you know, on top of the wheat streak mosaic resistance, it has very good stripe rust and leaf rust and stem rust resistance. Probably some of the best in the industry. And I would say, having the wheat streak mosaic resistance, two genes of resistance, and then resistance to stripe rust, leaf rust, and stem rust, it's probably the most defensive, high-performing variety that Plains Gold has ever put into the market. So I see it as a very defensive variety, but also it has very good yield potential. If you look at the 2- and 3-year statistics on variety performance, you know, done through the crop testing program that Jerry puts on, Guardian is up there, you know, within striking distance of some of the highest yielding wheats that we see in Colorado. It's got good yield potential and it's got a very good defensive package.
And Fortify SF, where does it stack up as far as the height, maturity, and protein content, test weight, and milling and baking characteristics?
Fortify, I think, you know, a little bit taller. You know, you would think, okay, it's a semi-solid wheat, so it has increased solidness, it's going to have better straw strength. But when we talk about straw strength and lodging compared to resistance to the wheat stem soft lie, we're talking about two very different things. You know, some varieties can be solid, but, you know, at higher yield environments, if we're talking 80 to 100 bushel yield environment, they can still have a tendency to lodge in some circumstances. So, you know, Fortify SF is kind of like that. It is going to defend against the soft fly, you know, with the increased pith inside the stem, but the straw strength on it, when you're thinking of lodging in, say, an irrigated environment or a high moisture environment, you might risk lodging in some areas. But you going back to the wheat streak mosaic virus, it does carry that wheat curl mite gene from bird. So it's going to have some resistance to wheat streak mosaic. You know, the scoring, the rankings that Scott has been able to do is he's ranked it as a 2. So again, it's going to be a great wheat streak resistant variety. On the rust, not so strong, susceptible to striped leaf and stem. So it's going to be a wheat that you're probably going to have to spray with a fungicide in a high moisture environment. At test weight protein, is probably middle of the road, but you know, end use quality is very good. So I think, you know, number one, it's gonna help solve the issue at hand with the wheat stem soft fly. End use quality is gonna be good. So millers and bakers are gonna be you know, wanting it. You know, it's gonna be an acceptable grain on the back end as well.
Once again, Fortify SF and Guardian, they'll only be marketed as certified seed this year, meaning farmers will not be able to purchase it this year, but they'll get the seed next year if they choose. Once again, my guest, Cotter Wheat Seed and Trait Specialist, Tyler Benninghoven. Now, Tyler, what Plains Gold varieties are available right now for wheat producers this fall? Because I just got the Cotter Crop Progress Report on Monday of this week, and they already said 1% is already in the ground.
Yeah, there's quite a few that are planting already. I think in the fallow ground with good stubble, there's adequate moisture. I think a lot of farmers had some rain this summer to recharge that profile of moisture. So, yeah, you're right. There is people planting. We've got a wide range of varieties, probably too many to go into too much depth today, but we've got varieties that are early maturing, like Langa. You know, we have the coaxium wheat production system, and we've got two varieties carrying that trait, one being Incline AX, which is a little bit later variety, and then we have Crescent AX, which is a little bit earlier variety. You know, and Crescent is would be registered seed this year. There's probably some certified seed of it this year, kind of few and far between. But other varieties that we have on the market that are widely available are, like you mentioned, Langan, which is kind of a racehorse variety that we've seen in Colorado and then into Kansas. It's growing in popularity. I would guess that we probably see it surpass the bird acres in the state this year. It just seems to be a very very aggressive, very high yielding variety, and it has very good quality as well. Stripe rust resistance and curl mite resistance from bird. So other varieties in the market would be Whistler and Canvas. Those were releases last year. So again, this year would be its registered year, and there may be some certified seed available this year that seed growers have decided to downgrade. Both varieties are very strong with the rust pathogens, very good end-use quality. Canvas being a little bit shorter in stature, Whistler being a little bit taller. Whistler is later in maturity, probably one of the latest varieties that we've released. So when you're thinking of purchasing varieties, I would encourage the wheat farmer to diversify in maturity, you know, diversify in the traits that you're considering to purchase within those wheats. Make sure that you don't just have one wheat across your entire farm, because, you know, like we saw this year, there could be frost, late frost that hurts those early maturing varieties. There could be long grain fill periods that those later varieties take advantage of. So it is good to diversify. So I think we've got some older varieties. You know, you mentioned bird. There's still quite a bit of bird out there. A couple others. But that's kind of it in a nutshell for what we're talking about primarily, you know, with the new ones and some of the ones that we released in the last couple of years.
And you mentioned those coaxium varieties. They are part of the coaxium wheat production system. And those varieties are paired with the herbicide Aggressor. And folks can learn more about that by checking with their local Plains Gold wheat seed dealer. Tyler, also understand that the Plains Gold and Cobbler Wheat have been having grower appreciation meetings. Recap those for me.
Yeah, so we kind of reinvented the meetings that we've put on. We're calling them Plains Gold kickoff meetings. And essentially what they are is a conversation with the farmer. It's a meeting that we try to feed lunch or dinner to a group of farmers and seed dealers, and we just have an open dialogue with me and Scott Haley and Brad Erker, the executive director, getting on the ground feedback of what's going on the farm and how we can help solve some of the problems on the farm, like sweet stem sawfly. And we just had one in Sterling, had good attendance. I think there was about 35 guys there, had dinner and had a great conversation over wheat stem sawfly and over the coaxium wheat production system, and then also on the agronomics of selecting varieties. So, you know, it's a great opportunity to come and meet us, and then also meet Scott Haley, the wheat breeder, and pick our brains and have an open dialogue about what you want to talk about.
We really need help getting the hard red winter wheat prices up, because right now they are horrible, to say the least.
Yep. Some of the things that we're working on, you know, the political realm is working with, you know, value-added partners, and there's a few in the industry that see value in unique niche domestic markets, and then also working with foreign buyers like Taiwan and Japan and China. You know, as many farmers know, we have a white wheat program with Ardent Mills. We've had a premium program that adds value to the Colorado wheat business. And we have quite a few other varieties like Breck, which is a hard white wheat that has potential to attract both domestic and foreign niche markets for different traits, different attributes that that variety brings to the table. Also, a new one that we have is Monarch, which, you know, it carries this tendency to have a low PPO or polyphenol oxidase. And that essentially what that is a browning enzyme, much like you cut an apple open and it browns on the table. Well, doughs, you know, pizza doughs, products like that can do the same thing. And so when you introduce this variety with low polyphenol oxidase, you reduce that rate of browning in those products. And we see value in, like I said, pizza doughs and tortillas and other products like that. So we're continuing to test those varieties and try to see where they fit in the market and where they add value. So, you know, I wish I had a magic wand and I could change the wheat market, but we're kind of doing it in baby steps here and trying to figure out where we fit.
Well, this is a barn op-ed. I know a lot of help would come from Congress if they get back to D.C. and ratify the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement. That would probably help the wheat industry more than anything at this point.
Yeah.
Before I let you go, though, any final thoughts?
I just appreciate the time. I appreciate you having the interest to interview us and engage with us. And we're here for the Colorado farmer, and you know, we're a phone call away, an email away. I've met quite a few of the farmers out in Colorado, and I admire what they do. It's not an easy job to farm, and as a wheat farmer, it's even harder. And I appreciate what they've allowed me to do in this position, and I'll continue to work hard for them.
Once again, huge thanks to my guest, Tyler Benninghoven, the seed trait specialist for Colorado Wheat. Don't forget, winter wheat farmers, you can find more information about Plains Gold, including a list of all seed growers online at plainsgold.com, or you can contact the Plains Gold office toll-free at 1-800-WHEAT-10 or by calling 970-449-6994. Colorado Wheat is ensuring that Colorado remains at the forefront of nationwide research and development and are not only caring for our own farms and families, but are also guaranteeing that future generations of Colorado wheat growers will continue to enjoy this way of life for years to come. Learn more about the Colorado Association of Wheat Growers, the Colorado Wheat Administrative Committee, and the Colorado Wheat Research Foundation online at coloradowheat.org.